Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A Football Friday here on Bet Sweats. Thanks for hanging out. Another hour to go. We got Patrick Everson. We will have a two-minute drill. Most importantly, we'll go and see where the room is at heading into the weekend on the NFL and college football. We'll find a little bit about the room right now with our guy Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, also a contributor over at Fox Sports. You can follow him on X at Patrick E underscore Vegas. Patrick, appreciate you getting up early out in Vegas to jump on with us. And we were just talking during the break about the potential of Survivor. I mean, I was part of that carnage in some of my pools yesterday, and I looked in the big money pool that where you can see the stats. We don't know about the Circa because they don't release that until Saturday evening. But I will say, in the one that the big money one I'm in, it was 35% on the Rams, so it's going to be a big number.
Yeah, no doubt it's going to be a big number. It's going to be really interesting here in Vegas, 4 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. Actually, I guess it'll be a little after that. That's the deadline to get the picks in. It usually takes them a little bit to kind of sort it all out, which you can understand with the thousands upon thousands of people who are in this contest. But this one's going to leave a mark. The only reason I feel it might be lessened is just because it was the Thursday game. And, you know, some people have an aversion to that Thursday game for good reason, especially after what we saw last night. No, this is going to be really interesting. I think it was week three in the Circus Survivor had 3,100 plus bow out. That's been the most, I believe that's been the most so far. So this one could leave, you know, this week could leave a lot more damage, especially if any of the other key favorites fall. But that one's, that was hard to believe. I mean, the Niners out 14-0 in almost no time, and then the Rams come back. They make that extra point. I mean, it may be a whole moot discussion this morning, but other than the great sweat that it would have been. But wow, I'm really anxious, eager, not anxious, but eager to see Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening here what that did to Circus Survivor.
Love that you come on a Chicago centric show with the Abe Froman shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
That's outstanding by you.
Oh, there you go.
That's well done.
The sausage
Look
king.
At that. Outstanding.
I'm Abe Froman.
You hear a lot of things. I hear a lot of things. Joe hears a lot of things. What's the best thing you've heard from the books all week?
That's a really good question. I've talked to, you know, quite a few odds makers in town over the course of the week, just looking at an NFL piece that I've got up on Fox right now, going through that. I think where you almost have to go with this is Sammy, the Ravens Texans game, Texans at Ravens, just with that, just with that massive line movement and all that's behind it. And I guess, Sammy, you might have heard, I guess Lamar Jackson's not going to play this week. Is that so?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks. Little inside joke.
Yeah. Ravens reporters are like, well, the line's moved 8 points. Lamar might not play. I'm like, wow, this is actually a thing, huh?
Really? You don't say. I think that's the most dynamic thing. And one odds maker here in Vegas just said, look, it's a very bizarre game. The look ahead on this was 9.5. You had some books that decided not to open Sunday night to try and get a little more information. Still ended up, including BetMGM, I believe, opened 6.5 Ravens. Quickly went down to 3.5. And then over the course of Tuesday, Wednesday, as this all evolved, with the Ravens having a lot more injuries than just Lamar Jackson. Obviously, Lamar Jackson, what I heard from Casey Degnan at the Superbook, our friends at the Superbook, Sammy and Joe, they figure 6.5 is what Jackson's worth to the number each week. So you're talking a 9.5 look ahead, and the Texans got as far as 2.5. So you're looking at almost a dozen points there. So obviously they're concerned about some of the other injuries that are mounting for the Ravens. It's just, it's wild. But what this one odds maker said to me, kind of reiterating what I just said, to me, Lamar Jackson is worth 6.5 points. This line going through zero to make the Texans a favorite is baffling to me, is what he said. So, but again, it's the line maker's decision to go through zero. However, you can't also leave yourself hanging out there. Even if you don't think it should go through zero, your opinion, if everybody else is at Ravens 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, or Texans 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5, you can't necessarily have a line hanging. You can't have a line hanging out there the other way with the Ravens a favorite.
Which sharp sides in the NFL are getting play?
So this is, again, from Odds Maker here in Vegas. The Broncos, Joe, every week seem to be getting sharp play. My Denver Broncos, there's a big helmet behind me. Not sure that's warranted, but for whatever reason, the wise guys seem to like what Denver brings to the table overall, maybe not on a week-to-week basis, losing two games on last-second field goals that they probably, certainly should have won one of them, could have won both. But sharp money on the Broncos at 5.5, plus 5.5, plus 4.5. Colts Raiders, sharp money both sides. Took the Colts early in the week at -6, got up to -7, took the Raiders at the +7. And then this London game, they're taking the under on that, the wise guys are, 38.5 and 37.5. I think that's down to, that might have got as low as 35. I'm taking a peek right now just to see. 35.5 and 36 is where it's at now. That's a pretty tidy total for an NFL game. But that's what people think. And bettors came in on the under at 38.5. Wise guys came in at the under at 38.5, 37.5.
In college, I on Tuesday and Wednesday was saying I'm going to bet Florida against Texas. And Joe and I looked up at the board. I love when he flips through the notes and he's just flipping. There's so many pages on the notepad. And we were looking up at that time at the board, and it's 7. And now you look at that game, Texas and Florida, I see a 4.5. I see 5. They came in and they blasted Florida again. Now, this is not the first time all season this has happened. It happened against LSU. It happened against Miami. Didn't really work out, but – I think there's this appetite one more time, one more spin for the wise guys on Florida here against Arch Manning.
I think that's got to be what's happening, because you got to figure Miami is the public side here, Sammy. I'm actually looking at this morning's release from your friends and show partners, BetMGM, and I'm surprised by this. I'm just seeing this now, but Florida is the most bet team in spread tickets at BetMGM as of right now. I am baffled by that.
No.
They are not among the Gators are not among the top 5 in money, but they are number 1 in tickets, but guess who's number 1 in handle, Sammy? Conversely, Texas.
Wow.
Taking the most money right now at BetMGM Friday morning. Keep in mind, and I'm sure you tell your listeners this all the time, the overwhelming majority of money is going to come in closer to kickoff, game day, and closer to kickoff on game day. But Friday morning, Florida, the most bet team in spread tickets, Texas, the most bet team in spread handle. So that's kind of an interesting dichotomy there as you bring this up. But it looks like they're going to take one more spin on Florida. It's not one that I'm necessarily willing to take. I think I'm going to, My Chili's money is going to be on a Florida State money line upset. I'm gonna take a dabble in that just for fun. But that's an
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I did, as I looked at this last week, Sammy, I thought, you know what, maybe this is, you know, Texas, it's not like Texas has looked awesome this season. So I kind of thought about it as I looked at it a few days ago. But like you said, with that number coming down the way it has, it's not nearly as appealing.
What are you hear? You brought up Florida State, your Chili's mm-hmm. money, you're going there. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing about Miami, Florida State, and also Vandy, Bama? That game's probably been discussed more than any college game on the show this week.
Right. There was one odds maker here in Vegas I talked to extensively about Vandy, Bama. And, you know, we need to keep in mind a couple things. Last year, Vandy beat Bama. Vandy was at home, mm-hmm. 40-35. I think Alabama was ranked number one at the time, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So huge upset. Vanderbilt was 23-point underdog. And the oddsmaker said, if you would have told me 2 years ago that Vandy-Alabama would be considered a good competitive game, I'd have told you that you were crazy. But he said that game, that's going to be a game that drives action this week. And they definitely saw sharp money on Vandy at the opener, a 13.5, even a couple of other numbers as they got down to 10.5, even as low as 10. I think there might have even been a book or two that briefly, Joe, dipped below 10. But it looks like it settled in at 10.5. I think there's a little bit of honesty needed here. 10.5 is still a lot of points. I mean, this could still be a relatively easy game for Alabama if they're winning and covering the spread. So, you know, Vandy's still Vandy, but it's definitely a better team. The quarterback is definitely very confident. That quarterback is great as an underdog, by the way. I had Paul Stone. He sent me over a stat on that. And I think he's in his time at New Mexico State and Vandy as a dog, he's 19-5-1, something like that. So, you know, it's a surprising game. You've got sharp folks on Vanderbilt, pretty good, Joe. And but the public is certainly going to come back on Alabama. They're you know, especially coming off of what they, you know, public remembers what they saw last, and Alabama went to Georgia and beat Georgia.
I know you've got some info on NFL MVP and also this really awesome race for Rookie of the Year that we've talked about this week. What do you got?
Well, I think what's interesting about NFL MVP, and this is from BetMGM, is Joe Burrow took so much action in the offseason that 2 weeks after coming off the board, Sammy, and I'm just looking through my notes from Christian Cipollini, the trading manager at BetMGM, he took so much offseason money that he is still number one in tickets and number one in money to win the MVP at BetMGM. And he said all that action is from preseason, early season. He said he was the most bet on player in the offseason. And this is a direct quote from Christian Cipollini, by an overwhelming amount. People were riding him like crazy. And he's still, I'm double checking this futures piece that I've got up at Vegas Insider right now. But I believe his ticket count is still about twice that of Lamar Jackson. And his money is more than one and a half times that of Lamar Jackson. So crazily enough, he's got a lot of tickets and money. Joe Burrow does. Obviously, he's not going to win, he's not going to win the award. Some of the more interesting players in there, obviously Lamar Jackson, Matt Stafford, last night notwithstanding, is somebody, if you're looking at maybe one of the longer shots, but Lamar Jackson's up there. Obviously, Josh Allen he's kind of the extending favorite each week. He keeps getting to be a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger favorite week by week. And I think BetMGM even this week has flipped him. He's a slight minus money price now.
Couple more minutes here.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple more minutes, Patrick Everson. Jump to rookie of the year. Then we want to hit on baseball. Sure. What do you have for rookie of the year?
Sure, absolutely. So Jackson Dart has now entered the chat, obviously. He made his first NFL start. The Giants beat the Chargers 21-18. He didn't have like a hugely dynamic game. As you look at the stats, 111 yards and one touchdown passing, but he had the 15-yard TD run as well, finished with 54 yards on the ground. He opened 25-1, and he actually, prior to week three, guys, he'd slid out to 33-1. But once they announced he was going to start, he goes to the plus 1,200 co-seventh choice. Now he's the plus 450 third choice at BetMGM behind only Emeka Egbuka and Ashton Jeanty, who improved his stock last week with a pretty good game. So Jackson Dart is the flavor of the week in that for sure. And if he manages to keep it up and make the Giants interesting, perhaps he moves up even higher. And then, Joe, as you point out, World Series futures odds. This has been kind of interesting because over the last couple of weeks of the regular season, the Phillies took over as the favorite at BetMGM. They overtook Dodgers, who had been the favorite all season long. Now you have the Dodgers facing the Phillies in the NLDS, and BetMGM has decided to not only make the Dodgers a slight favorite against the Phillies in the series, but a slight favorite over the Phillies to win the World Series. So there again, the favorites. And I think this is probably the most interesting thing about World Series outs, guys, and that is at BetMGM. This is from senior trader Hal Eglin. The Yankees are an excellent outcome. They would love to see the Yankees win it all. He said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but BetMGM is cheering for the Yankees. They're actually our best result.
What would be their worst result? Did they share that?
That's a good question. Probably the Brewers at this point, and the reason why is you could have gotten longer numbers on the Brewers. Not hugely long numbers, but they opened 35-1. You still could have got the Brewers at 25-1 as late as July 21st, and now Milwaukee is right there in those World Series odds. But yeah, it sounds like the Brewers would be their least light scenario, although there's probably a couple of others, and I'm sure there's a lot of Cubs money floating in there.
Oh, yeah. That's Patrick Everson, a senior reporter, Vegas Insider, contributor over at Fox Sports. Great breakdown, Patrick. Appreciate your time on this Friday. Best of luck with your wagers. And we're going to find out where the room is at, college football and NFL on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.